There's no price tag yet on the 5,000 acres and the mineral rights to the 55 million tons of zinc and copper it sits on, but the environmental groups and Indian tribes pushing the purchase plan say the buyout is the best way to protect the headwaters of the Wolf River from the pollution they say the mine would cause. Dave Bluen of the Sierra Club's John Muir chapter says the money could come from the state's stewardship fund and private dollars raised by the tribes and conservation groups.
One of the things that we're calling for is that if there is public funding used for the purchase, that public funding be spread out over a number of years. We hope that the mining company would be open to that as a possibility to keep from bankrupting any kind of public funding sources that might be used for it.
The Menominee tribe says it will ask for federal dollars from the Bureau of Indian Affairs to contribute to any purchase offer. If the mining company does agree to sell, the land would be managed for conservation purposes by a commission representing state, tribal, and local governments. Governor McCallum says he'll meet with the tribes and environmental groups and with Nicolet Minerals before making any commitments on a purchase. He says he wants a thorough explanation of the environmental consequences and any impacts to the local economy and the possible impact to the state budget. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.